Welcome back to the Deep Dive. Whenever you're dealing with online platforms, especially where money changes hands, that feeling of needing security, it's more than just convenience, right? It's really the foundation.
It really is.
So today we're digging into how one platform has built a system to make sure payments aren't just, processed, but are actually deeply protected, legally speaking.
Precisely. And this connects nicely to our last deep dive, remember? We talked about building trust through integrating bookings and travel, kind of acting as that discrete go-between.
That's right, yeah. Building bridges of reliability. And today, we're zeroing in on what might be the most critical piece of that trust puzzle, the absolute core, payments.
Mm-hmm.
Because, whether you're the client, the service provider, maybe an agency, you need to feel secure about the money involved. It's just fundamental.
Absolutely non-negotiable. So our mission today really is to unpack how this platform uses a pretty unique structure. It's called a Stichting Durdengelden to basically create a high security vault for your money.
A vault, okay.
Yeah, making sure payments are not just handled, but truly safeguarded.
Okay, let's unpack that then. Because when money's involved, trust isn't optional. It's everything. Especially in, let's say, sensitive sectors like the ones we're discussing, courtesans, specialized agencies.
Yeah.
For them, the big questions are always hanging there. Am I actually going to get paid?
Mm.
Will it be on time?
And every single time. And then flip it around. For the client, it's just as vital. Okay, I'm paying up front. Is my booking actually guaranteed?
Right. What if something goes wrong?
Exactly. These aren't small worries. They need a solid answer.
So what is the answer? This Stichting Durden, you mentioned. Now, for those of us not up on Dutch legal terms, you said it's like a third-party escrow foundation.
That's a good way to think about it, yes.
But what makes this structure, the Stichting, so, robust, almost unbreakable for holding funds, especially in this kind of industry?
That's a great question. See, a Stichting isn't like your typical company. It doesn't have shareholders. It's a nonprofit legal entity. And its only job is to do what its statutes say, in this case, manage third-party funds.
Okay, so it's independent.
Completely independent legally. And that makes it incredibly stable. It's insulated from the platform's own finances or, potential debts. It offers way more protection than just a standard commercial escrow service. Think of it as an independent guardian legally required to protect those funds.
That makes a lot of sense, an independent guardian. Like a safety vault. So client payments go straight into this foundation first.
Straight in.
Can you walk us through that step by step? How does the money flow? How's it shielded?
Sure. So it starts when a client makes a booking. They pay a down payment, usually 30% of the service fee, plus maybe extras like flights, if that's part of the deal.
Okay. 30% plus extras. And that money, it doesn't hit the service provider's account or even the platform's main account.
Nope. It goes directly into the escrow account, which is managed solely by this Stichting Durdengelden.
Wow. That really does sound like Fort Knox for the payment. I remember booking something ages ago and just hitting refresh on my bank app, hoping it landed okay. This sounds like it avoids all that anxiety.
That's exactly the point. The funds sit safely in escrow, and only after the actual meeting happens, after the booking is marked as completed, only then does the courtesan or the agency get their agreed share.
Okay, so completion first, then payout.
It's a clear sequence. Takes the risk out for both sides, really.
And then, after the provider is paid, that's when the platform itself, MyBooks Media BV, gets its commission.
Correct. And that's set at 25% of the down payment with a minimum fee of 25%, including the VAT.
So just to hammer this home, the why behind it all, this foundation, the Stichting Durdengelden, is a totally separate legal thing.
Totally separate. And that's not just jargon. It has a huge practical impact.
It means the money is ring-fenced.
Exactly. Ring-fenced. It can't just, evaporate or be used by the platform for running costs or anything else. It is legally protected and designated only for handling payouts related to those bookings.
A true separation.
A true separation of funds, dedicated entirely to that escrow purpose.
It sounds incredibly solid. But, with something this specific, listeners probably have questions. We've actually got a few common ones. Like, why does my payout come from Stichting Durdengelden MyBooks Media?
Mm-hmm.
Why that name?
Yeah, that's a fair question. And the answer is pretty simple, because that is the designated escrow entity. It was set up specifically, legally, to protect the payments and manage the transactions. It's that independent guardian we talked about.
Got it. Okay, then the speed question always comes up. How fast do I actually get paid?
The standard is actually pretty quick, within 2 working days after the booking's completed.
Two working days, okay.
Yeah. It avoids that awful payment limbo you sometimes get where money just seems stuck. This aims for clarity and speed.
And what about from the client side? People wonder, can I really trust that the courtesan or agency actually gets paid? You know, does the money complete its journey?
Absolutely. That's the Stickning's entire reason for existing. It has literally no other purpose than to handle these payments correctly. Making sure the service provider gets paid what they're owed is its core function.
Right. Okay, but what if? What if there's a dispute? Sometimes things don't go perfectly. That's a real test of trust.
True. And in that case, the foundation holds the funds. The money stays put until the disagreement is formally sorted out.
Ah, so it acts like a neutral holder.
Exactly. It's a central holding mechanism. Prevents anyone losing out unfairly while things are resolved. No premature payouts, no incorrect ones. It allows for a fair process.
This system sounds incredibly secure on paper, but, you know, we live in a complex digital world. How does the Stickning itself stay safe? Immune from, say, external pressures or even cyber threats, given it's the financial guardian?
That's a really crucial point. So, beyond just the legal protection, the Stickning uses extremely strict digital security. They work with specialized audited financial tech partners.
Wow.
And its operational independence is key, too. Its systems are only doing one thing, processing payments. That reduces the attack surface compared to a platform doing lots of different things. Plus, the whole legal framework is designed to resist attempts to misuse its funds.
Right. The legal structure itself is a defense. And you mentioned something else earlier, proper invoices, UBL 2.1 format, VAT, OSS reporting. For people dealing with online business, why is that level of formal compliance and automation such a big deal, especially across borders?
Well, it's really about transparency and scalability. UBL 2.1, that's not just a file type. It means invoices are machine readable, easily auditable. That's vital for both providers and clients for their own records, taxes, accounting.
Makes life easier.
Definitely. And integrating with Dutch VAT and the EU's OSS system, that means the platform handles all that complex international tax stuff automatically. It lifts a huge admin burden and risk from everyone
But it's
involved.
not just saying you're compliant.
It's proving it flawlessly, which builds massive trust, especially for users operating internationally. It just makes global business smoother.
Okay, so we've gone through the mechanics, the security, the compliance. But stepping back, what does the certainty around payments mean for the client's experience overall? How does it change their mindset when they're thinking about booking?
Oh, it's transformative, I think. Imagine just not having to worry about that financial piece.
Yeah.
Clients aren't just told they might get a refund if things go wrong. They know their money is held securely by a neutral third party from the start. They can actually focus on the service, the interaction itself, knowing the money side is meticulously handled.
So it removes a layer of stress.
Completely. It helps build an environment where trust isn't just, hoped for. It's actually built into the system from the very first click. It makes the whole thing feel safer, smoother, more professional. At the end of the day, this strong financial setup isn't just about moving money around. It cultivates an ecosystem where confidence really underpins every interaction.
That's a powerful point. Okay, so today we've really broken down how these secure payments through this Snicking Durdengelden structure create that essential backbone of trust.
Yeah.
Clients know their money's safe. Service providers, agencies, they know they'll get paid. And the platform handles compliance and transparency.
Exactly. We've seen how crucial financial safety is for building a trustworthy digital service. It's layer one, you could say.
Layer one.
Yeah.
So if financial safety is one critical layer, what about, safety in practice?
Yeah.
Beyond the money, what about personal security, well-being in these interactions?
Ah, well, that is exactly where we're heading in our next deep dive.
Okay.
We're going to explore how this platform goes further, looking at things like ID checks, consent agreements, even connections to blacklists,
Yeah.
all aimed at actively fighting human trafficking and protecting everyone who uses the service.
Right. Moving from financial to physical and ethical safety. Okay. Definitely something to tune in for. Because it sounds like for this platform, safety isn't just a feature.
It's a mission.
It's a mission. We'll leave it there for today. Thanks for joining us on the deep dive.